We established previously that the Shiva and Avilut begin at the time of Stumat HaGolal, which is when the body or the coffin is covered with earth in the grave. But a question can come up when a Levaya takes place at the end of the halachic day, when exactly the Shiva starts from. So this can manifest itself in a couple of ways. The first question is, the Levaya takes place close to Shkia, and the Avilim don't have a chance to observe any Avilut before the halachic day concludes. So it's going, say, from Monday into Tuesday. Do we count Monday as being the first day of Shiva, or do we count the Tuesday as being the first day of Shiva? So as far as this is concerned, the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Tzadik Vav, Sif Bet, talks about the case of a person who didn't observe one of the days of Avilut. This is actually a machloket between the Ravid and the Rosh in the Rishonim. But the Shulchan Aruch paskens leniently and says that even if a person didn't observe one of the days of Shiva properly, whether it was B'shogeg or B'mezid, in any event, it still counts towards the observance of Shiva. So in this case, certainly L'chatchila, the Avelim should try to observe some sort of Avelut prior to Shkia. They should remove their shoes. That's a form of a formal sign of mourning. And then that day counts. But even if they don't, so nevertheless, seeing as the formerly the Avilut did begin on the Monday, so that counts as the first day. The second question which comes up sometimes is an Avaya takes place Bein Hashmashot. Can easily happen in the winter. The last Levaya of the day before sunset is running late, and the Kavura doesn't actually take place until after sun has set, and it's during the Bein Hashmashot twilight period. So there's a question, which day should be the first day of the Avilut? Is it the Monday, which is just finishing, or is it Tuesday, which is the next halachic day? So there is a Pitchei Tshuva in Simon Shin Ayin Hei Sif Katan Hei, which says that a person who receives a Shemua Karova during Bein Hashmashot, that means they get informed that a relative of theirs has died and been buried during the previous 30 days, they have to observe Shiva, even though the other relatives might have actually finished sitting Shiva already. And nevertheless, because it's within 30 days of the bereavement, they have to sit Shiva. So if they get that news during Bein Hashmashot, say between Monday and Tuesday, so then we'll count the earlier day as being the first day, we'll count the Monday as being the first day. The reason for this is because in Hilchot Avelut we generally say Halacha Kedivrei Meikel Ba'Avel, that as far as Halachot of Avelut are concerned, we generally apply the principle that we'll be more Meikel rather than more strict. And seeing as there's a Safek about Bein Hashmashot, is it the previous day or is it the next day? So we'll be lenient in this regard and count from the previous day. Based on this, Sefer Gesher HaChaim rules that it's not just in the case of Shmua Krova that it would apply, but it would also apply if the Kavura takes place Bein Hashmashot, which, as I say, can often happen. It's so long as it takes place before 17 minutes after Shkia, so then we'll count from the previous day rather than from the subsequent day. What's the relevance of the 17 minutes? So this is following the view of the Gaonim that Bein Hashmashot is the first period of time that it would take to walk three quarters of a mil following Shkia, and it's following the view of the Trumat HaDeshen that the amount of time it takes to walk a whole mil is 24 minutes, so three quarters of a mil is 18 minutes, and therefore, so long as the burial takes place within the first 17 minutes after Shkia, that's the Gesher HaChaim says that you count from the previous day. That's also the way that Rav Yitzchak Yosef, the Rishon LeZion, paskens in Sefer Yalkut Yosef. The question does come up, though. This appears in the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Ayin Hei, the very end. What if a person does the Levaya after Maariv's already been davened? So, but it's during Bein Hashmashot, or it's even whilst it's still day. So this could happen. So you get a Levaya this time of year. Person, the shul davens Maariv, say at 7:30, and then a Levaya is scheduled for 9 o'clock, which is still before Shkia, or it's during Bein Hashmashot. So the Levaya is scheduled for 8 o'clock. So it's after people have davened Maariv, but it's still daytime outside. So how do we count there? So in that case, the Shulchan Aruch and the Achronim say that provided the Avel himself hasn't davened Maariv, so then it still counts as the previous day. If the Avel himself has davened Maariv, which is more likely to be the scenario in a case of Shmua Rechoka, Shmua Krova, where a person gets the news after davening Maariv that a relative of his has died and been buried somewhere else, so he starts sitting Shiva immediately, so there the Maskana is that seeing as it would be Taratik Satri, it would be contradictory to regard it as being Tuesday as far as Maariv is concerned, but still Monday as far as the Shiva is concerned. So in that case, it would have to be Shiva Tuesday as far as the Shiva is concerned. But in any other case, if he hasn't davened Maariv, even if the Tzibur has already davened Maariv, it would still count as the previous day. Ad Kan.